Hello, this is Tyler Lewis, an organizer from Local 100 United Labor Unions. From Houston, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. Here with us today is
Junaline Johnson,
who works for HISD, a Houston Independent Food Service employee. For the past, how many years have you been working here?
It's only been a year.
Okay. And she's also a Local 100 member since?
Around November of 2017.
Beautiful. What kind of district do you work for?
As far as?
How do you like the district?
Well, the district is okay. That's why I'm in the union.
Right.
To have backup.
Right.
You know, things don't go according to what we're wanting.
Well, let's get a little bit of background about you. Where are you from?
Well, I was originally born in the U.S. Virgin Islands of St. Croix and grew up in the beautiful island home of St. Lucia.
Wow.
And been a resident of Houston, Texas for 27 years now.
Wow, you're just traveling. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I'm married 16 years.
Beautiful.
7 kids together. 30, 29. 27,
that's
26, so 25, 19, and I think I'm missing somebody in there who is about, I think, about 24.
Well, that's beautiful.
And 9 grandkids.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I bet you're a happy grandmother.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What made you decide to work for HISD?
Well, as I mentioned, I have 7 kids who are all grown, and I wanted something to do that wouldn't take up my weekends and all of my day.
Right.
So that's why I decided to come to the district.
Wow. Did you take the insurance plan that HISD provides?
Health insurance? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's overpriced?
For the most part, I think it's okay.
Okay. Okay. So what your journey from the islands to here, how'd you get here?
My dad has been here. He's a citizen now.
Okay.
And as far as being from a small island, you know, schooling and opportunities as far as education and employment are far better in the U.S., so we always come up and migrate to the U.S. for education and employment, and then most of the time we retire back home, which I plan on doing in about 5 years.
Okay. Well, that's good. And that's quite a journey. So I bet you know how to cook all the good food.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. So becoming a member, let's talk about, you know, what are the reasons that you became a member, like in depth?
The reason why I became a member is because, of course, there's certain things that go along with any place of employment that you may not be able to handle on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you always want somebody to represent you when you can't represent yourself.
In your
corner. So that's my primary reason for joining the union.
Okay. Were you in a different union before?
No, I actually was in Local 100 when I was employed with Gulf Coast.
Oh, wow.
Gulf Coast Head Starts. So, yes, and I came back.
If you don't know what Gulf Coast is, that is the Gulf Coast Community Association Centers. They have a Head Start program from ages, do you remember?
6 weeks to 5 years old.
Yes. And they work with some of the sister schools in HISD, and they're located within the South. So, how does it affect your life being a member?
Well, it doesn't affect my life at all. It's just that, you know, every now and then it requires a phone call when you're unsure of certain procedures or certain things they want you to do. So you may have to call on your local rep to get, you know, get representation on what's going on.
Okay, let's talk about your school. Are there anything, you know, that you would like to change about this school or HISD, period?
schooling. I think it's too much manual labor. And for the most part, my school, I like my school.
Okay.
It's just that sometimes the work gets a little hard, and I think they need to employ more manly laborers.
Oh, okay.
To handle stuff that we can't handle.
So you hear that? We need a little more, you know, testosterone in the kitchen. So do you feel fairly that your supervisor treats you fairly?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. How many hours do you work?
Anywhere from about 35 to, it can go up to 40 sometimes when we're running behind or short.
Okay. It says, how do you feel about the Local 100 campaigning for 8 hours a day?
For some, that may benefit some. But for me, I'm satisfied with my 7 or 6.5.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because remember, I'm at the bottom of the scale where I'm just doing something to just...
Pass the time
to keep myself occupied. But for some, for most, they may want the 8 hours.
Okay. And, you know, if there is, it's an extra $2,000, you know, a year. I mean, yeah.
Yep, extra is always good.
So what would you do with that extra money? How would it affect you if you got it? Or had to?
Extra $2,000, that's plane ticket, round trip plane ticket back home.
Oh, well, yeah. So is your mother and things still there? Or?
Yeah, my mom is in St. Lucia and my dad is in St. Croix.
Okay. Well, man. You get to learn a lot about members when we do this. So, would you be willing to go to the school board to campaign for this? For $14 an hour. That's extra money without the 8 hours.
I may.
Okay.
I may. It's something I can think about.
Okay. Because we are lobbying, I guess, the school board members. We're going to go out and try to talk to them. So you would be willing to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's get to the political side of it. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Wonderful. Have you ever helped anybody else get registered?
Yes, my kid just was to turn 18.
That's wonderful. It says, in the past election, who did you vote for?
Hillary.
Okay.
First woman, of course.
True. So, with you voting for Hillary and her losing, would you ever feel comfortable with voting for her again? Or?
I would.
Okay.
I would.
So, now that we have Trump, how do you feel about his political running?
As I said, I'm from the Caribbean.
Right.
And lucky for me, being born on the U.S. Virgin Island, is U.S. territory, so I don't need, you know, any documentation.
Right.
But unfortunately, for people from like St. Lucia and immigrants,
right,
that's a tough issue because we have family members who are looking for better opportunities who are immigrants.
Wow.
So some of the stuff that I've been seeing on the news, like, you know, is you know, of course, that's why I don't agree.
Right. Wow. So would you ever sign a petition to impeach Trump?
Why, of course.
Hey, some people gotta ask. So would you ever help campaign for pretty much elections?
I'd help.
Okay. That being, you know, passing out flyers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Do you feel like Trump is moving our, you know, nation forward? Or do you feel like he's pushing us backwards?
As far as nationwide, I don't think he's moving anything anyway. We're just stuck. And it looks like the division is getting a bit more out of hand. But as far as moving forward or moving backwards, I don't think, you know, I mean, he's doing anything.
Yeah. Have you ever voted in the school board elections for members?
I think I have.
Okay. Going forward with being, you know, in HISD and you only having so many years left, would you ever feel like transferring or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they tell you to go to a different side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you seen any changes in your workplace, you know, now that they've changed school boards over the years? Members?
I haven't noticed much of a difference.
Okay. So, have there been anything that you, you know, majorly want to see, you know, change within HISD?
Better pay.
Better pay. Well, you know, we're working on the 14 because we just got 12. So mm-hmm. Now we're working on the 14.
Better pay because it is a job. And some of these single parents, they can't make it. It's really not a livable wage. And plus, being unemployed during the summer, and some of them, that's their only source of income. You know, they don't, and then they have to sign a piece of paper saying they can't file for unemployment.
Right.
So for those 3 months, they have to go ahead and look for other employment, and sometimes they're not fortunate enough to gain other employment.
Yeah.
So.
You're right. So, how do you feel about, you know, going to bat for, you know, women that have, you know, only a single-parent household?
Well, I was a single parent for many years, so I know exactly what that is. At one point, I held 3 jobs. So I know exactly how they're feeling when they're going through.
Wow.
So, yes, I can speak for them.
So coming from Gulf Coast to HISD, what are the differences that you see?
The differences with Gulf Coast and HISD, of course, the ages in the children are completely different.
Right.
Of course, for the most part, the preparation and food service is always going to be the same. But I would say that it's more unison at Gulf Coast.
Gotcha.
I'd say the unity is better at Gulf Coast.
Unity.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like there's a missing, it's a deficiency in togetherness when it comes to HISD. Okay. Do you feel like, what I've been hearing sometimes is that it's a little cliquish
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you do feel like that happens. Okay. So, with the changes and everything in your experience, how has HISD affected your household? As far as like your grandkids, are they in HISD schools, you know?
Well, most of them are in HISD schools.
Okay.
And I'm a product of HISD school.
Okay.
But for the most part, for HISD, they need to boost up a little as far as the facilities.
Okay.
You know, people act better when they're in a nicer place. And some of these schools and buildings are way too old. Even some of these kitchens that we work at.
True.
Some of that equipment is way too old.
Wow.
So they need to rebuild quite a few more of the schools. That's why whenever there's a bond for school, whatever it is, I always vote for it.
Okay. So there recently was a thing talking about the lead within the school. And, you know, lead, you know, definitely messes up a child's thinking and it's very, you know, it's not very good for children.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about that? Do you feel like your school is safe?
Yeah, because this is a rebuilt school.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
My daughter was here right before the rebuild. So
okay.
This is the new rebuilt campus, so I'm fine.
You feel comfortable, okay. So you do feel comfortable with sending your children to HISD district schools?
Somewhat. It depends.
Okay. What does it depend on?
Me, again, being from where I'm from, I'm used to diversity.
Right.
And some of the campuses are too urban for me.
Okay.
I want my kids to learn different cultures.
Right.
I don't want you to just know just one culture. And I experienced that going to HIV because I had a lot of people asking me, are you from Jamaica or Africa? They didn't know anything about the U.S.,
yeah.
Virgin Islands,
yeah.
or St. Lucia, West Indies.
Yeah.
And it's not it wasn't being taught because they didn't teach it to me.
Right.
And they didn't teach it to my kids.
Wow.
So I need more cultural subjects. We had a kid here last year who was from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Most of his kids didn't know where Ireland was. I said, well, you go back to your classroom and ask the teacher to show you the globe, and then you show them where it's from. Well, guess what? He said his classroom didn't have a globe.
Wow. So do you feel like education was, back then, was more important than it is now?
Education is always important, but cultural education is very important.
Okay.
Very, and geographics.
Geographic, yeah.
Very important.
You're right. Because listening to you, of course, I'm just like, wow, you know. Because I've always talked to my grandmother and things of that nature and said, you know, hey, I feel like you know more than me. Like, when it comes down to education, the stuff that they were taught,
they're not getting taught now.
Exactly.
And a lot of stuff that I tell my kids as far as, you know, where you're from and stuff like that, they didn't get taught.
Right.
And my grandkids coming up, they aren't getting taught.
Right.
So we have to teach them.
That is true. So do you feel like it's better for the household to teach than it is for the school, or should it be both?
It should be both, because my schooling, I had teachers from different backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a teacher that's from England, or a teacher that's from Africa, a teacher that's from Mexico, or a teacher that's from Spain, you know, you need to elaborate on that.
Okay.
Let that be a subject. Like, as far as social studies.
Okay.
Socially, that's a world that's a worldly subject.
True.
Geography, that's a worldly subject, not just the core of the earth.
Right.
They need to know what different countries are, what different islands are. They need to know that.
Right.
And then our kids, they look at foreigners when they come over and, oh, they're so smart. Yeah, because where we come from, we're getting taught that.
Right.
Before we come here, we already know what the U.S. is about.
Right.
And most, I have family in England. We love to travel.
Right.
I will find somebody 50, 60 years old who never been on a plane. I was on a plane from, I can't remember. You have to, you know, teach the kids so they won't be afraid to learn diversity, learn different cultures, experience
right.
different cultures.
Right.
Different foods.
Yes. I totally agree with
mm-hmm.
you. So, expanding on that, you coming from the islands to here, what are some of the changes and differences that you had, or challenges that you had to go through?
Freedom. In school once again.
Okay.
We didn't have the freedom to walk from class to class. The teachers came to us.
Wow. And this was on the island. They
mm-hmm.
came to
mm-hmm.
you. Okay.
The teachers came to us from class to class. We sat at our desk. All our books were at our desk.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had little breaks at intervals, but we didn't have
You didn't
freedom.
Roam around. And
you didn't have to roam around.
Wow.
At all.
So you feel like education was strict?
Very strict.
On the island. Wow.
Very strict.
Do you feel as if that, you know, how did that affect your education? Did you feel more comfortable, you know?
I was lost for when I first came.
Wow.
Because I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was these huge campuses. You get to walk around and don't know where you're going. There's nobody really to communicate to ask you where you're going. And you basically find it on your own and, you know.
Right.
And the minute you have an accent, here comes the bullying. That's another subject.
Bullying is a big problem in schools. So with you, you know, being in school, you know, on the island and things, did you feel like someone was holding, did you feel more backing or somebody was holding your hand more than being here in the States?
It was close-knit back home.
Okay.
It was very close-knit back home.
Okay.
As far as here, I feel like the teachers need to be older. I don't feel like a newly graduate teacher should go right into high school.
Gotcha.
I feel if you're newly a graduate, start at elementary or middle school. I don't feel a newly graduate should go teach a high school teacher. Because the way it's going now, the teacher is just a few years older than the student.
Right. Then you have...
Back then, you had... You know,
you had a little more years.
Yeah,
and
you
some
had
backing
you had some
you.
Backing. You know, let me call your parent. Now they're like they'll call your parent after the second or third or fourth try. But why second or third? Call my parent on the first try.
Right. Okay. So you feel like there's a little bit more coddling here in the U.S. than in the States. Well. I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your heritage with me a little bit. From deep in the heart of Texas, this has been Tyler Lewis with HISD Food Service Worker.
Junelyn Johnson.
And be sure to listen for another interview. Tune in Local 100 Acorn Radio at 8 a.m. to Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Thank you, Ms. Julie.
You're welcome.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.